what we feel like is a major step for the state. I mean, I applaud the governor and Progress being very bold in their initiatives, that they have taken steps that other states and other utilities have talked about, but thus far have not really taken those steps.
The project is an example of one of the key elements in Governor Chris's far-reaching energy initiative. As a means of reducing greenhouse gases in Florida, Chris wants the state's utility companies to generate 20% of their power from renewable energy sources like biomass or wind or solar power. Sherry Jacobs is with Progress Energy.
Now, they're going to take waste wood, which is yard trimmings and tree bark and, you know, wood knots and other things such as items that paper mills cannot use that would be wasted otherwise. They will be gasified, and they will create electricity. And it's really a really innovative technology, and we're really proud to be part of the project. And that will be online in 2011.
For Governor Chris's declaration that he wants Florida to have a fifth of all energy generated to come from renewables, the power utilities in the state must buy into the program. Under his executive order, the Public Service Commission must begin developing a rule on renewable energy sources by September 1st. On Thursday, the PSC held a workshop to define what renewable sources will consist of. Some power companies say that until the PSC defines what it is, they're not ready to declare if they'll be able to meet Governor Chris's ambitious goals. Rick Marrera is a spokesman for Tampa Electric Company.
There are no specifics in terms of what defines renewable energy. There are no specifics about what time frame we're talking about. So we kind of need to work through those with the Public Service Commission, the governor, and other stakeholders so that we can, you know, develop a Florida-focused standard that will produce the results that we're looking for.
Miko Villafaya is a spokesperson for Florida Power and Light, which serves over 4 million customers throughout 36 counties in Florida. He sounded equally noncommittal on whether FPL was ready to meet the governor's challenge.
We're moving in that direction. We're looking at other aspects of solar power, thermal solar power as well. And we want to work with the governor. We think they're an ambitious goal, but we think that it's moving in the right direction.
Currently, FPL purchases more than 300 megawatts a year from renewable sources. Progress Energy Florida gets about 5% of its roughly 9,000 megawatts a year, while Tampa Electric cannot provide such figures. The biomass power plant in the Panhandle adds untreated wood waste to the existing forms of renewable energy sources that exist to the more familiar sources, such as wind and solar. Nuclear is not considered alternative, but it does not produce greenhouse gas emissions, the leading cause of global warming. Governor Chris has said he believes nuclear can be a part of the larger picture of clean new energy sources. Utility companies lobbied the PSC on Thursday to classify nuclear as a carbon-free renewable energy source. There hasn't been any new nuclear power plants built in the United States for over 30 years, but that's going to change soon, as there are dozens in the offing. And Florida Power and Light says they have nukes in their sights. Spokesman Miko Villafaya.
Well, we believe that clean energy and nuclear power being one of those, because of course it does not emit greenhouse gases, is a very important part of the future of the state of Florida. And certainly FPL is one of those companies that is considering the future, and nuclear is part of that equation.
Progress Energy has also said they plan to build nuclear power plants. When it comes to renewable energy sources, Progress says they want to do more projects like the biomass plant they are teaming up with Biomass Gas and Electric. Spokesperson Sherry Jacobs.
We want anyone who has a renewable energy project to tell us about it. Anyone in Florida who's got a viable project that is of a size and a cost that works for us, we want them to come to us and tell us about their project. So we're sort of shaking the trees, if you will, trying to find out what else is out there. Now, we've got a number of renewable projects already, including a contract for energy from a different biomass plant that will be up and running in 2010. And that will run on egress, which is kind of similar to bamboo. And that's our other big renewable project here that we've got going on in the state. But we want to know what else is out there. We want to know who has got some innovative projects, some cool technology that maybe we don't know about yet.